you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Monday, September 10th, 2018. Singing Men of GNN rehearsals get launched tonight in a new location. So come on, men, there's still time. Of course, if this is re-airing at 7:32 p.m., you're a little late, but we'll still invite you over to the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy.
That's a long title.
Yeah, it's a long one. It's a mouthful, as they say.
Yeah.
But it's a great location for us to return to. Mm-hmm. We sang. We had rehearsals there for, I don't know, 6 or 8 years, many years.
Yeah.
And then when we got this new Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, we thought it'd be ideal to have everyone meeting here. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out great. But on Monday nights, there's a church service next door.
Yeah, you guys have talked about that.
It's so loud. It's hard to concentrate. And the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, they have a choir room.
Yeah.
It's like on three tiers, so it's all set up. It's ready to go. It really is ideal for a choir. And the church has been so accommodating and working with us. So that's where we're going to start rehearsals again. So tonight we're kicking it off. So if you have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God, and you are male, this is the singing men of GNN. So this is for men.
As the title says.
Yeah. We invite you to join us. And actually, if you can commit to about 12 weeks, 12 rehearsals, so basically, a short-term commitment, I know that might be a real great draw for men.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to join us forever for the next 5 years.
You're not signing on your life on the bottom line.
Yeah. This is just for about 12 weeks because we have two Christmas concerts all scheduled in December, one at Marketplace Mall.
And that's the 20th year, right?
Yeah, that'll be the 20th time, 20 years in a row we've sang at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. So we're very excited about that. And we're hoping some of our past alums will rejoin us or join us just for these 12 weeks, or you're new and you want to sing with us for the next 12 weeks, that would be great. And then we'll be at, is it the Village Mall in Danville? Is that what it's called?
I think
the Village
that is
Mall.
Right. Yeah.
And then we'll also be singing a Christmas concert there. But wait, there's more. We'll be singing the national anthem at some sporting events. I think men's basketball, women's volleyball, probably, possibly hockey again. Yeah. I think baseball was talking about getting us in there again, maybe gymnastics or tennis. So we have a lot of opportunities, but I think we'll be singing at least a few national anthems in the coming months. And then, obviously, the two Christmas concerts. So, men, if you can commit to just 12 weeks, 12 rehearsals, you'll fit in great. Then we'll, obviously, after Christmas, take a couple-week break and then launch into a new year. But if you can make about a 12-week commitment, tonight's the night, 7 to 9 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy.
Come on out, guys.
Oh, it's going to be great. Excited bunch, and we can't wait to meet again. Ooh. So that's a few hours away. Plan on it. Tell a friend. Bring a neighbor. Come join us. And
what's the age like a person has to be? A man has
probably 16 to. I think we have a 93 or 94 year old.
Wow,
so
cool.
We have the whole spectrum covered. I'd say the preponderance of the guys are 50, 60, 70. Mm-hmm. But we have college guy or two, and
that'd be great too.
Yeah, just come join us, men. Great time, great fellowship, and I think you'll really enjoy it. And Stephen McClary continues to be our director extraordinaire. So phenomenal gentleman, great guy, great instructor. And so if you're thinking to yourself, yeah, but I haven't formally sang in a choir before, no problem. There'll be a little audition just so he can figure out if you're bass, baritone, first or second tenor. And he'll do that privately. He'll just pull you to the side and say, hey, go through a scale, and he'll kind of hum it for you and then see where you're at. And then we have some quality singers. So that's what has brought me along for these many years is I've had people next to me that help keep me on pitch. I'm not the best at reading music and hitting the note right away, but with strong baritones around me, I've been able to hold my own.
Well, you've got the enthusiasm.
Yeah, I got the enthusiasm. So, all right, men, tonight, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, located on the corner of South Prospect Avenue and Burwash, so near the Savoy 16 Theater. That's Burwash Avenue there. And then just get to Prospect. It's a big church parking lot. We enter from the north side, so kind of near the church office side. And then you walk down the hallway, and you'll hear us singing. It's right there in the choir room. So.
And at concerts, you guys have pizzas and stuff, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of good desserts and treats and snacks. A lot of fun.
That's great.
Now, some of you might show up, and Bible study fellowship will be going on.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Don't go into the sanctuary and sit there thinking that that's the men's choir, and they're, wow, there's 150 guys here.
They do long Bible lessons at this choir.
Yeah. Wow, that's a pretty big opening devotional for tonight's rehearsal.
Yeah, when does the singing start?
Yeah. So we're in the choir room. There'll be about, I don't know, 40 or 50 of us or so. So come join us. A lot of fun.
Great.
All right, it's Monday,
which means
the Prime Life Times. This is our new September edition. It's out. It's in just about, I think, 200 area locations. I don't know. Every day, Nancy Brain or some of the volunteers say, hey, I got another place, another location. Bob Dickey, I saw him at Greta's.
Banquet.
Pregnancy Resource Center. I was thinking, right, Crisis Pregnancy Resource Center.
Yeah.
And then Mercy's Refuge.
Right.
I forget what the names of it is, but it's doing a great job. I think I spent, about 30 minutes recapping Jim Daly. What a phenomenal
speaker. I appreciated you doing that,
What he shared, and the whole program could turn into me recounting some of the things I learned
or incredible.
What he shared or the great people. I don't know, close to 800 people. I didn't even know, two packed rooms. It was like a reunion. In fact, our conversational English group, I think there was like 9 different teachers that were there.
Really?
Yeah, they were all over. I was like,
That's fun.
And we had taught earlier that day.
Yeah, you just saw them that morning.
Thursday.
Yeah.
So that was a great event.
Yeah.
But
that's wonderful.
And where was I going with that conversation?
Well, we were talking about the paper and the distribution point.
Oh, yes. So I saw Bob Dickey there.
Oh, there it is.
Bob and Gloria Dickey. And they had been driving all around, and they got like 6 new healthcare facilities in different towns up north. And they were heading towards Farmer City. And I said, well, Cindy Wendell, she wants to help in the Farmer City, Leroy area. And he said, give me her phone number or have her get in touch with me. So we were already cutting deals and working that out. It was kind of funny.
Such great energy. I can just see those two driving around the countryside.
So Bob continues to expand and allow more distribution points. And then Nancy Brain has been making inroads into Indiana. She met with staff at the Beef House, and she's met with a number of other potential advertisers. And I think the county market in Covington, Indiana, I got to get over there and give them a stand. They want to start allowing the papers to be picked up there. And I think we have the Cayuga Casey, and I have to work out details with that. And I think there's some other places in Indiana that are open to having our paper.
That's great.
So it's like I can't even keep up with adding them all into our website because of the distribution.
Yeah.
And obviously when you get into Indiana, there's additional counties. We were at 12 counties.
Yeah.
I think we're up to 14 or 15 because of where Cayuga is and Covington and some other places. And there's a Vermilion County in Indiana.
Two L's.
Yeah. So we'll have 2 Vermilion counties.
Right. But we can keep them apart.
Yeah, we'll keep
L's.
Them apart. So, that's ever increasing and expanding.
Iliana.
Yeah, Iliana. Go Iliana.
I did not know that people in Indiana liked that term. I didn't know people in Illinois liked that term. But Nancy says that people in Indiana do like that term in West Indiana. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, so our paper will have some more influence. In fact, our Section B talks about Iliana's public university.
Yeah.
So a little shout out for Purdue and Indiana University and Indiana State University, Valparaiso, along with the Fighting Illini.
You bet.
Illinois State, SIU, Eastern, Chicago State, Northern Illinois. So
Illinois State is the first university in Illinois.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what kind of article do you want to read today and talk about? This is what we're mentioning is the September edition of the Prime Life Times. Let's see. As I count it, let me look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Our 11th edition next month. It's
you had to lean
year.
Way back. That
I wanted to look at him again. I'm so proud of that wall.
That's why his voice disappeared for a moment.
Yeah, that's right. I was leaning back, looking out the studio window. There's all 11 editions are on our wall. So if you stop by, you can pick up an older edition, our historic first edition.
I know.
And
12th one's coming.
Yeah, 12th one
October.
Is next month. So we're working on some new advertisers, some great content. We're really excited about October. It seems like there's a lot of energy with the sales staff going out, some new people coming on board.
Yeah.
Because we can offer this free of charge because of these great advertisers.
Supporters.
And the hard work that the team is doing and then getting it distributed out and all these papers into different areas. Holly, I think last Thursday, we're like, we're almost out of, well, we're out of Tootsie Pops at Yoder's.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Holly and I had been there, I think, last Sunday.
You just
wanted
to go get dressing.
Oh, I, well.
You sent Holly down there.
I should have told her to get some because Anna wasn't there the other day when we ate.
Okay.
We treated Stephen McClure. It was fun being down there.
Oh,
we
nice.
Delivered papers, but we didn't have a Tootsie Pop display. And so they have a stand in there, and there was there were two displays of the Tootsie Pops. Well, when you integrated them all into one, it didn't even fill one. Mm. So we knew we had to get some more Tootsie Pops down there. Well, then on Thursday, this past Thursday, one of our volunteers, Eric, was down there, took a picture, and said the Pops were almost empty.
Oh, wow.
They said there's only 10 Prime Life Times papers, and we had packed the display.
Oh, that's great.
In fact, it's one of the few because they have carpet in the restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
I put some on the floor, and never do that. Then some on the bottom stand, and then like 80 more on the top. He said there was only like 10 on the top.
Whoa.
There were still, obviously, the ones on the floor in the lower area. But the top, they must have gone through like already 80 or 90 papers. And so I said, oh, Holly, we need to get Tootsie Pops down there. And
so
take
you sent
some
her down with Tootsie Pops and papers. Okay.
Yeah. And then she went to the hen house in Arcola, and she added another 40 papers there.
Uh-huh,
so
good.
Anyways,
good.
The papers are getting picked up, getting read. People are being introduced to this great God-honoring content. Hopefully they're listening to the station. If you're a Prime Life Times reader and you're new to the Ministry of Great News Radio, we welcome you. We have four frequencies covering East Central Illinois and our great West Central Indiana listeners and those that listen to it streaming on their computer. I got an email message from somebody in Georgia the other day and someone else in Texas that tunes in and had questions about this song or this little spot. I'm like, wow. So people are listening to streaming audio. So you can listen to all the broadcasts through your computer or iPad or whatever media device you're using. So,
welcome new people.
Yeah, welcome Prime Life Times reader.
We love God and we love people.
Yes, amen.
After that.
So the September edition, we're very pleased with it. On Board with Train Travel.
I know, that's kind of fun. Deborah Carplus wrote this and she has taken a number of trips around the country. She's traveled the entire route of Amtrak's Southwest Chief and has taken overnight trips on the California Zephyr and has gone on long trips on the Empire Builder route. What's the Empire Builder? That must be Chicago, New York or something.
Yeah, probably Empire. Is that
Empire State? Empire State, sure, yeah.
I know. The last time, let's see, I was on a train. It was with the Duns. We went to Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
And we took a train there.
Yeah?
But it wasn't a very
David
good experience.
Dunn.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, too bad.
Yeah, I had eaten something and it didn't set well. And I won't get too graphic.
Oh, don't.
That was, let's see, that was 25 years ago. And that was the last time I threw up.
Oh,
okay. So, and luckily,
welcome,
you know what?
Welcome to Monday.
Hey, you know what? It ties in well with the Prime Life Times.
Oh,
fortunately,
really? You
I had a newspaper in my lap. And I use that newspaper.
This is the worst thing.
Sorry to be so graphic, but that was the last time.
Enjoy your donuts and coffee.
Yeah,
my word.
Sorry if we eat like porridge this morning or something.
You're horrified.
But yeah, I did have a newspaper.
Did you have an okay weekend?
Yeah. So, Holly's out of town, so I probably got like off
sad.
The rails or something. She's in Baton Rouge right now.
Oh.
She'll be home tonight, though.
All right. Well, that's good, I guess.
That'll be great, but... But a newspaper rescued me, so there was no major cleanup.
You can't, fix
sorry.
This.
Sorry, everyone.
Anyway, back to
our Prime Life Times.
Amtrak
travel. Do recommend traveling, though. It's very convenient. It's fun. You get to sit there, and you don't have to be responsible for traffic. Or,
yeah.
So we do recommend it.
She even talks
just
about
be careful
how
what you eat beforehand.
I have been on many trains, and I ate fine.
Yeah. No, it wasn't the train food. It was something that we had beforehand.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
This is some kind of allergic reaction to it.
This is the most interesting conversation, I think.
I don't know how you can redeem. Is there a scripture verse you can bring out or something?
Oh, I can think of one, but I'm not going to quote it. So, well, anyway, she says that if you're going west, you might want to travel to Galesburg Amtrak Station to reduce your travel time.
Okay.
It's a very interesting article, I thought.
Okay.
I've always wished that I could have gone on one of the old Pullmans with all the really fancy dining cars. You see it in movies, like Murder on the Orient Express. I can't believe now I'm talking about murder.
We're digressing.
But anyway, that Agatha Christie novel that they made a movie of, and they had this old Pullman train.
Oh, don't they do that in Monticello? Isn't that an older
Pullman train?
They might.
I don't know if that's the Pullmans were fancy.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Well,
you had to have the big bucks to be on them.
This was in one of the Prime Lifetimes about three editions ago. We wrote about the first dining car that was not one of the old Pullmans. The first electric dining car was.
And that was used for evangelism, right?
Huh?
Weren't they taking that around and then preaching from it?
Not the dining car.
Well, part of when the first...
I'm with you, listeners. I'm still here. You still got me. It's okay.
One of us is tracking, okay? Well, Nancy Miller, there's a...
They're going to drag her into it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, defer the play. Defer. Yeah.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah. And she was at the Pregnancy Resource Center banquet
good,
the other day.
Good. No. Is she like trains?
Yeah,
why are we
Green
talking
Lake,
about...
Green Lake. They have this, not a caboose, but they had chapel on the trains. And one of the things when the early railroads started heading west is evangelists got on it, and they had their evangelistic Sunday services on these trains. So they invite people
captive
to go in.
Captive audience.
Well, they would park the train wherever it would station, maybe for refill or whatever, and then they would invite people on. And so this train car that's at Green Lake was like one of those initial ones that went all over the country. They had a pastor on board, and then they had hymnals and Bibles, and so it was all set up. Seat cars. And so I think it was like how they initially, once the trains were going out west, many times they included this setup so people could have church service. Because out west, they didn't have all the churches and such. And so I wondered if
Some
of these Pullman cars had that also in their...
Well, I don't know.
Lineup of dining car, the rest car, the sleeper car, and then the church service car.
That's a fantastic piece of history. I did not know that.
Okay,
I'm going to look into it.
Yeah,
I love it. I was just talking about the fact that the Illinois Central Railroad had the first electric dining car.
Okay, okay.
But that's interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, presidents used to stand on the back of the train
try
and get people to vote for them and everything.
Yeah, what do they call it when they
campaign?
Get on their soapbox? And,
yeah. I shook Gerald Ford's hand in Lincoln. He was on the train. He got off.
Oh, are we getting political now, too? Let's see. We've had...
I just said I shook his hand. He was there.
And this past Friday, former President Barack Obama was in town. I sat next to... Pregnancy Resource Center. I sat next to, I think it was Champaign County, a sergeant and an investigator. I mean, probably had seen a lot.
Yeah.
And so somebody said, because tomorrow, that was last Friday, but said, so tomorrow are you a part of the setup for security and stuff? He said, I took the day off.
Did he?
I was kind of interested.
They'd have, you know, for someone that well known and everything.
Oh, he said they require a SWAT team. They require a standby this.
Oh, my.
He said they had so many police officers that have to stand around Fullinger Auditorium.
Oh, is that where it is?
He said this, and then the university has to pay for all that.
Oh,
he said they don't pay for any of that.
Really?
He said so all the added police protection, the SWAT teams, the backups, the security detail, all these layers, he said it's huge.
I did not know that.
I took the day off.
I figured they'd have every policeman from surrounding areas here because, you know, just
that's big bucks. So the university, I guess, paid for that and supplied that, which, you know, they'd supply for, I guess, any president. I guess also any former president, too.
Sure. So. Wow.
Whew, yeah, wow. So anyway.
Did we talk about the paper?
Yeah, let's see. It's available in nearly 200 area locations. It can be read online. A few people asked me, can I read that online? They said, but you know what? I still like to turn the pages. I said, that's many people, like to hold on to this, turn the pages, look at it, feel it, smell it even, you know. So.
Well, it's fun. I mean, It's fun to drink your, well, I say coffee.
Yeah.
Other people may have other, you know, teas.
Yeah, your fruit juice.
Your fruit juice. That's right.
Yeah, your bottled water.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's a great paper. We're very pleased, very thankful that God has given us this opportunity. Almost a year now to create this, to oversee it. For you, for the most part, working with all these content contributors, kind of nurturing them, encouraging them, recruiting new people, and then adding the cartoons. We have the puzzles. We have the games.
Yeah.
Just a great spectrum of interesting articles that are informative, engaging. They're positive. You're not going to get the trashy news, media bias, or the slant.
No.
We have a lot of great people that have great stories, great messages to share. Good old Joey Kroll. I spent 4 hours with him training this past Thursday. Yeah, it seems like everything's going back to this past Thursday.
Yeah.
But he always writes a God-honoring article. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people that have great stories.
Oh, some of these contributors, I'm so happy to have met them. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just get to know them a little bit, you know, meet a lot of them, but even just through email and chatting and talking and so forth. Great people, so much positive energy. Yeah. Really positive.
Yeah, we got to get them all together sometime.
I know, we
get
do.
A photograph.
Yeah, let's have a party.
Yeah, little party time.
We need an open house. Everybody come.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on here. I think I'm down to T-minus, what is it, about 23 days to the Israel trip.
Yeah.
Singing Man gets launched tonight. Conversational English class, we have a break this Thursday, so our 25 or so teachers get 1 week off, and then we start up on the 20th again. Did you see what? Oh, let me show you this. You're going to love this.
We'll close out.
This is going to be the next two lessons.
People
aren't these
people
fun?
People can't hear you when you back up like that.
Yeah, aren't these fun?
This? Oh, that's funny.
These, like, I don't know, let's see.
How do you feel today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
These are emojis, like things.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So about 42 of these emojis.
Oh, when they're in alphabetical order.
Yeah, whether it's the curious or happy or lonely or sad or uneasy.
What are you going to do with this?
Well, we're going to talk about these words.
Okay.
So what are you anxious about? And then we can talk about the word anxious. Do you know what anxious
means? I'm anxious about you talking about the train.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, don't bring food into this. So they'll see this picture, and then we'll talk about it. And do you know what it means to be indifferent? You know, that's an interesting word. I'm a little indifferent about talking about being indifferent.
About much.
And so we'll, like, enraged, and then we'll make the face. Anyways,
Where's party? See, you guys are going to Israel, all these people. What about us? The holidays are
left
coming.
Left behind. Okay. Let's see.
Where's something?
So that'll be 2 weeks worth
You're
of
not even listening.
Classes. Nope, we got to go. SR News can't wait. We got to go attend to other things.
So we
appreciate you tuning in. Read the Prime Lifetime September edition. You're going to really like it. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
It was.